Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Well, today we're into part 26 of how to have God's life living in you. You know, God is life. All that is in Him is life. He is filled full of life. There's no death in Him at all. And so when we're preaching the gospel, we're not preaching death. We're preaching life to you. And through God is preaching life through us to you. And if you receive it, then you'll have immortal life too. It's a simple thing. So many people get a dreaded feeling when they hear the words of life. They just figure they're going to have to die. You're going to die for sure. But when you receive the word of God, you have life. Okay, so don't be afraid of the words of life, because life is God. God's life is Christ. The Bible says that God became a man. It says God is the Word, and the Word became flesh. That means that God came to the world as a man. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that simple? The gospel is simple. The foolish people, the people that think that they're wise, stumble over the simplicity of the gospel. The gospel is so simple that little tiny children can understand it perfectly. And people that get into the complex world and they go to university studies and they start studying about science, so-called. Science is actually, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." That's science. Amen?
Amen.
God created everything, not man. And so don't get yourself all filled. Don't be so much in a hurry to send your children to college and universities to preach this world and teach this world unto them. Get them into the Bible and get this world to come. Get the insurance policy that you need in order to get into the kingdom of God. So this tape or CD is tape number 128. So if you want a copy of it at the end of the program, you can order it. Or you could even order it during the program if you like. And I'm going to have Michelle here tell you four different ways that you can order these programs, or a Bible if you need one, or a Messiah book, or these tapes. And it's all free of charge. God gave me my salvation free, didn't pay a penny for it. And I like to do the same thing as the Lord did for me. I give it out freely. So give them the four ways that they can obtain this tape or CD. And please mention whether you want a CD or a tape. All right, go ahead, tell them.
You can email us by going to alamoministries.com. Or you can write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or you can call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. You know, right now we need to go up to the throne to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Amen. We have some letters and we want you to hear them, and we've got some real strong gospel medicine for you to heal whatever ails you. Holy Father, Bridegroom, our Bridegroom, we are in the bride chamber. And it's so marvelous, so wonderful, so peaceful, so quiet, so green. Green pastures, still waters to be in the bride chamber and to have the bridegroom with us. How can we mourn, no matter what troubles beset us, as long as the bridegroom is with us? If the bridegroom is with us, who could be against us? Lord, we ask that you anoint this service, that every word that proceeds from your mouth goes straight into my mouth and go through my mouth into the world through this message. Let I'm sure that your words, the Spirit, which is word, spirit and life, whoever it touches shall be saved, will have life, your life. Lord, you are a container, and you contain life. The entire year is big as the universe, and that means that the entire universe, when we look at it, the stars, the moon, the sun, the planets, the galaxies, that is you. All this cannot contain you. You're everywhere. And everywhere is filled with life, your life. And it's so easy for humans that you created out of the dirt of the ground to receive this life of yours if they'll just humble themselves and forget of all the religious material that they've learned during their lives. And if they just drop all the education they've learned in their lives, because this will do them no good at the judgment bar of God. And if they'll just receive you as life, Father, if they'll just receive you as life, Jesus, if they'll just receive the Holy Spirit as life. Lord, we ask that this happens today, that the souls will be saved, and the church will be quickened unto a new and more powerful, a newer life, a newer level in life. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now then, what's the first letter? Where is it from?
From Brong Ahafo, Ghana, Africa.
Well, some of these names I've never heard of. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Dear Pastor Alamo, peace and love be with you in the name of Jesus our Lord. I hope this letter will find you in the best of health. Please, I received your Bibles, newsletters, and your letter. May God bless you for that. In regards to the Alamo Christian Ministries t-shirt and sweatshirt, please, the size I need is medium and the color I prefer is black. Pastor, I and my friends who helped me to spread the word of God need some more of your literature. Your literature has helped many people to repent from their sins. Please, we have two people who are saying that they will help us in spreading the word of God, but they don't have Bibles. So please, I want you to send them two Bibles and two of your books, The Messiah. Keep up the good work. We will support you with our prayers. Yours in Christ, Richard from Brong Ahafo, Ghana.
Oh, the Lord always keeps up His good work through us and through me, I know. And I'm sure He'll continue doing that because I want Him to, and He knows I want Him to. Okay, where's the next letter from?
From Midland, Texas.
Okay.
Respected brother in Christ Jesus, I hold in my hands one of your pieces of literature entitled The Pope's Secrets. I would like to be sent some more of your literature in Spanish and some in English to give out to the prisoners to whom I write in different prisons, as well as to some brothers and friends. This literature, The Pope's Secrets, is very important, but I would like variations as far as the literature goes to help me evangelize. I await your reply, your brother in Christ, Pedro from Midland, Texas.
I just rewrote the new Pope's Secrets, and also we've just taken on some more stations in different places in the world. And Satan is not happy about that. I mean, there's the CIA, the government agencies are at it again. They're starting to spew out the same lies that they told about me when they recruited and paid a bunch of people that I had to ask to leave the church years ago because they wanted to be back on drugs or go into free sex or they just wanted to take drugs again in alcohol or whatever. And so we know that the Lord knows all about these things and that the Lord will resist them. And so this organization that has, what do they call that board?
FactNet.
Yes, they call it FactNet. It's a CIA situation. It's a government thing, and they're trying to make it look like it's just a bunch of backsliders that were put out of this church that is doing it, but the CIA is behind it. This woman that is was the head of it. What was her name again?
Margaret
Singer. She was a former topless barmaid in a beer joint in over in Arizona someplace, and she the CIA or hired her and just send out smut against different Christian organizations. Well, Scientology Church sued them because they've kidnapped a lot of people, Christians, and they even killed at least one person. They take their Bibles away from them, and they really actually send them to mind control. They put them on mind control drugs and everything else. It's a real bad organization. And they're at it again with their false accusations. So everybody pray for us. I'm sure the Lord knows. The Lord is will not let them prevail. So keep us in your prayers. All right, now where's the next letter from?
From Cameroon, Africa.
Okay, what do they say there?
Dear Pastor, greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. I am very happy to write you this letter of mine. This is my first letter to you. I am a brother who loves God, and I love your materials given to me by Brother Jacob. The mass suicide newsletter shook me when I read the message. Please kindly send me gospel materials and Bibles for free gospel distribution. Please send copies of your book, The Messiah. I live in a village, and here the people desire to know the Word of God. May God richly bless you. Yours in the Lord, Abwa from Cameroon, Africa.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, those are the letters. Okay, yeah. We can't allow anybody to discourage us. We have to keep encouraging, being encouraged in the Lord, because the Lord told us who we are and where we're going. And he tells us where the people of the government are going if they don't repent. And the people of all these false religions are going if they don't repent. So we pray for them, because we're sitting really in the heavens with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've got the down view of them. We know that we're up here with the Lord. Okay, now let's begin with part 26 of How to Have God's Life Living in You.
How many of the members of the body are like the Lord Jesus Christ?
Now, how many members of the body of Jesus? Well, the Bible says that all of us that are born again of the Spirit, those of us that have, the Lord has put his life in, he lives in us, and he walks in us, and he talks through us, to us and through us. How many members, what?
Are like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, see, if the Lord is living in you, you're exactly like him. But if he is not living in you, then you're like one of the many members that are not like the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you need to start assessing your situation, your place in life, to see if you really have God's life. It's better to judge yourself here by God's word than it is to find out that you're not really saved when you get to the throne of God. Because many people will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done a great and mighty works, wonderful works in your name? Yes, you did, but it wasn't the Lord's life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit doing their life, living their life in you and through you. So therefore, it wasn't a work of God. It was you. And all that was manifested in the world was an imitation of, and a poor one at that, of God's work, God's life. Then what?
How many of the members of the body are like the Lord Jesus Christ, to where they want to let Christ use them so they can enjoy Christ in helping new Christians and older Christians that they see withering up and dying? If you don't do this, you're not of the Sabbath.
If you won't let God do this in and through you, then you're not resting in the Lord. You're not in his Sabbath. You're not resting from your old labors, your life. You're just continuing on your life, on with your life, and trying to imitate the Lord. No one can imitate the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because it has to be the real Lord doing the work of the real Lord. Now, God's life is life. And God's life, if he's in you, he wants to be in control, to live out his own life in and through you. If you begin doing the work yourself, then you're going to be one of the ones that the Lord is going to tell you at the chastening bar, God, depart from me, I never knew you. You didn't let me live in vu, in you, in tu, vu, you. The whole thing was vu, you, tu. That's what it was. You did what you thought was a wonderful work. But if it isn't God's Spirit in and through you touching other people's lives with His life, then it isn't life at all. If it's you, you have no life in you, but the Lord. And if you don't let the Lord touch people through you, then it's vous. Vous, that's French for you. Tu, Italian or Spanish for you. And he says, depart from me, vu, I never knew, vu, you, tu. You understand? Okay, then what?
If you don't do this, you're not of the Sabbath, you're not in Christ.
You're not Sabbathing in the Lord, you're not resting and letting Him do the work. You're not in Him and He's not in you. Vu, tu, you. And then what? Hopefully that sinks in. The Lord led me to say it that way. And hopefully it sticks in your brain like the hair in a drain. Hopefully it sticks in your craw. Like, I don't know, I haven't made the made up that rhyme yet. Sticks in your craw like turkey in the straw. Okay, then what?
Christ is the Sabbath. You can rest assured that this is what He wants you to do. And He gives us a parable here in that regard. So we see a withered hand, a withered member, which is symbolic of one of the members in the church. This man is nearly dead, and people that are falling away from the Lord like flies is because there are no people in most churches that even care whether somebody falls away that's withered up and dies.
No, and many of these, the ones that fall away, become antichrist, and they think that they have great power because they're able to make up false stories about you, or they get a different slant. They don't believe that God tells spiritual leaders to do certain things that are absolutely 100% kosher in the Bible, and so they feel a certain power in themselves that they can tell stories about you. They think they're ratting you out. They think that they're really powerful because they think they have the truth and that the people of the Lord don't have the truth. They think they're powerful because they can get on TV and on the radios and just spew out things that Satan is telling them when the person is absolutely 100% scriptural. That's what happens to these people that were once Christians. They glory in the fact that they're able to lie. They glory in the fact that they're able to spew out and attempt to bring down the people of the Lord to their own level, to their own guttural level. And we just pray that these people stop falling away from the Lord and they'll start realizing that the things that they're doing is not power at all. I was in prison for the gospel's sake. There's all kinds of people in prison that will try to get next to you to be able to rat you out for something that they make up. They make up a story about something about you and they go and tell the captain or somebody, the government, so that they can get out of prison themselves to say, I know something about Tony Alamo that I can tell you that will get if you'll let me out of prison, and you can give him life or you can actually have him put to death. Tony Alamo told me that he did this and that and so on and so forth, and you never even knew the person. He may have come in and bummed a candy bar from you or an orange or something. I was put in prison on a bunch of lies. These same people that this CIA paid to bring false accusations against me. Some of them were in prison for selling narcotics. They let them out of prison if they'd lie about me. There was other ones that they threatened that they'd take their houses away from them and their businesses if they didn't testify against me. Another one, at the time I was married to Elizabeth Caldwell, and they told her that they were going to kill her mother and her children if she didn't lie about me in court. And it went on and on, and these people never stop. And she stated that I bought her a fur coat. The truth of the story was we were in a department store one time, and I said she wanted a fur coat, and I says, I can't buy a fur coat from you. She says, let me call my mother on the phone. She has money. She owns coal mines in Huntington, West Virginia, in that general area. And I said, all right, if she pays for it, you get whatever she wants to buy for you. And so she says, if you'll get it on your credit card, Mom will pay you back. Well, she gave me $1,000 back on it. I told her I could have got it wholesale because I was running a retail store in Nashville called the Alamo of Nashville. And it helped support the church. Well, during the trial, she denied that that ever happened because she was afraid that they were going to kill her mother and that they were going to kill her two children. And she loved the church, but she loved her mother and her children more. They wouldn't have killed her mother, and they wouldn't have killed her children. But she decided to do that anyway. And she just lied, told a bunch of stories that I was misappropriating funds. And the whole thing was a railroad job, and many of the judges have now told me that they were very sorry that they did that. And at that time, also John Peeler, who was formerly with the FBI and the CIA and the BATF, he was an undercover man, they were trying to recruit him to help murder the people over at Waco, and he didn't. They also told him that they wanted him and they were going to pay him to assassinate me. He made a full confession in a piece of literature that I put out. It's called the John Peeler piece of literature. If you'd like a copy, I'll send it to you. This is from a former FBI man. He wrote the whole thing. And he states that the government is filthy, it's dirty, and they want to accuse people of child abuse and everything that have never abused a flea in their life. And here they're the very ones who are just accusing people of what they do themselves. They're the ones that killed those little children at Waco. They're the ones, these government agents, the CIA and the FBI and all these weasels, are the ones that blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. They're the ones that were all in concert with government agents, even in the White House, that blew up the World Trade Center. This was an inside job from beginning to end, and there's so much proof of it that it's incredible. And of course, I'm exposing all this to the general public so that you don't believe these weasels, that you believe the Lord. We're praying for weasels to become Christians. We're not threatening to kill them like they threatened to kill us. We're not saying lies about them, but what they're doing in order... What other recourse do they have? Their recourse is to tell a bunch of lies about us, and the best way to do it is for them not to say it. What they do is get a bunch of backsliders that they can frighten out of their wits, pay them some money, and tell them that they won't... And they tell them, if you don't say these things, we're going to send you to prison, and you will never get out for the rest of your life. And these idiots believe it. And so you can't believe those people. They've gotten too much power. But God is going to, God has got more power than them, and they're all going to be surprised. God is sending down plagues now upon people like that. They have a lot of diseases. The actual judge that tried to pull Susie, my wife that just expired in 1982, it just seems like yesterday, this judge in Little Rock wanted to pull and had U.S. Marshals come up in the hospital at the Oral Roberts Hospital to pull her bed out with the IV in her arm, and she was in a coma, so that she could testify in a labor board case, they said that we had to, because of the fact that we exposed the government so much, they just harassed us and wanted us to pay all the people that we win off the Lord unto the Lord. They wanted us to pay them after we built homes for them and feed them and clothe them every day and pay their utilities. They wanted us to pay them paychecks. Now, is there any other church in the world who has to pay paychecks to people that they're supporting? No. So this judge ordered that, and the judge caught cancer. And the very next day, Susie died. That's how cruel this government is. This is Roman Catholic government. That's the Roman church front in Rome, the seat of Satan, who is the city of the seven mountains, and that's exactly where this cult, this real cult is. And they're the ones that's calling all born-again Christian churches cults. And we're the real ones of the Lord, because we don't kill people. They have murdered hundreds of millions of Christians and Jews. They were the ones behind the Holocaust, and they're behind this big Holocaust today that they're destroying, blowing countries up and putting Catholic leaders in charge of them. They're using our manpower in this country to fight their battles for them, the Pope. And that's why I've written a piece of literature entitled The Pope's Secrets. And I'm mentioning many of the secrets that people don't know about it. Millions of souls have been saved through it, and millions of people have left the Catholic Church front. But they're the ones that are running the government. You can see how cruel this government is and how anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Word of God, anti-Christians, this regime, this Nazi Fourth Reich that's in the world today is. They think it's, World War II was just a dress rehearsal. That was a rehearsal. Right now is the real thing. And there's very few people that have the boldness of a lion. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions, but the wicked flee when no one pursues. And they're doing everything. These wicked people will not get on television and debate me. Let these government agents, let President Bush get on and debate me. Let the Pope get on and debate me. They can't do it because they don't know the Bible. And they say they don't believe the Bible. And Bush says that he'll do everything and enforce everything that the Pope wants to do. And this is the worst enemy that this country has ever had. These are statements from Abraham Lincoln and myself. And these people stated that there's a red cloud, a dark cloud coming over America. And that dark cloud is trying to quench all the light of the gospel, and they're using backsliders from our church and other churches to say all these derogatory things, and they threaten them with their lives, their jobs, their homes. They threaten to deport them. I'll kill your children, I'll kill your mother, because you have something to do with Tony Alamo. You marry Tony Alamo, and he's against Satan. Satan is saying you should never back up Tony Alamo, who is against Satan. And there's a bunch of these people. I tried to get on a radio station in Fort Smith, Arkansas, because I'm all over the world anyway. And they're so deeply entrenched into Fort Smith. So I had one of the sisters in the office call yesterday and tell them, I'm out in California now, and in Arkansas, and they called, and they said they called every radio station at Fort Smith, and they says, again, you're going to put Tony Alamo? He says, no way. And then they mentioned my name again on another one. They said, ouch, because Tony Alamo is against the devil. Yes, I am. Then one of them said, they went and checked all the other radio stations that I'm on all over the world, and they said that Tony Alamo is the best preacher that we have on our stations. And they says, okay, we'll take him on. So I'm in Fort Smith, kids. Tune in, all right? One station there does not love the devil, and they want the devil to be exposed. And so that's what we do. You know, that's my job. That's what I do. Satan's job is to, you know, try to dampen everything that we do. And, you know, you have to choose who you want to follow. Do you want to follow the Lord? You want to let him live in you and through you? Do you want his life in you? Do you want God's life in you? Or do you want to listen to this stuff that people are saying, knowing that they're being paid to say it, they're being threatened to say it, and it's the government that owns that board that on the internet where there, it was opened by the CIA, and it was that Margaret Singer, the one who was the former topless bar made in a beer joint out in some hick town in Arizona. She was the one that was the head of it. So it goes to show the caliber of people that the government works with. They work with every smutty person that they can get their hands on. Rats, lie. The only ones that they'll work with is liars. There isn't any of them that I know of that tells the truth. If you know any of the government people that tell the truth, please tell me who they are, because I haven't found one yet. Amen?
Amen.
Is it Clinton? How about Mr. Bush? He said they had weapons of mass destruction. I wonder if he said that when he had a craw full of beer and some cocktail peanuts in his mouth. Yeah, ouch, right? Ouch. He has the reputation of being a booze hound and many other bad reputations, a phony. They said that he went AWOL many times in the Navy. But, I mean, you want to believe him? I didn't go AWOL when I was in the Navy. I stuck right with it. Okay? And I'm not going AWOL now. I'm not running. I want to debate the Pope. I'd like to go on national television with some of these supposed to be leaders of our nation, or these supposed to be clergymen. I used to go on the air with them all the time, and I would put them down so bad. I remember when I was in jail for the gospel's sake, I walked in the Fayetteville jail, and I walked in after they got me on court, and they had television cameras there and everything. And I was going back in my jail cell, and they have TV cameras in there, and one of the voices of one of the female officers says, "Hi, Tony, I saw your smiling face on TV today." And I said, "You did? Oh, good." He says, "You make them look like such fools." And I says, "Who?" He says, "Everybody, the government, the whole government, you make them look like a bunch of fools." I said, "Who are you? Are you one of my fans?" And she says, "Well, I'm the one that, never mind who I am." She says, "I mean, I'm just telling you that all of us here in the jail know that you make the government look like a bunch of fools." Well, they are fools. The Bible says that they that say there's no God are fools. Amen?
Amen.
It's so easy to make these people look like fools and to make them look stupid, because they are. They don't even know how to run the country. And running the country is just as easy as to me would be, is just as easy to me as running this worldwide church organization that I have. I know how to get rid of the deficit, the trillions of dollars. I think it's over $6 trillion now. I can get rid of that in 1 minute. And yet you want to listen to these liars, out and out liars. Well, but let's get God's life living in you. And you liars that are in government and everything, I'm not against you. I'm just exposing you in hopes that you'll repent and let God live in you and begin telling the truth You're the greatest thing in the world. People would respect you if you just said, yeah, we did all these things. Just like John Peeler said, that he was paid. They wanted him to assassinate me. And he went over to the church and saw everybody was such nice people over there and said, this organization couldn't be that bad, or Tony Lama couldn't be that bad because all these people are so good. And whenever you see an organization where the people are all so nice and honest and good and happy, they only reflect the personality of the person that runs the place, in case you didn't know. You go into a dentist's office, a doctor's office, or any kind of a theater or anything, and somebody that comes real grouchy at you, you know that the leader of that organization is the same way as they are, if they're disrespectful and so on. But if you go into a place, John Peeler went over to our church in Dyer, Arkansas, over in Elma at the restaurant there, and everybody was so nice, and they witnessed to him and testified to him, and he said, that was the nicest bunch of people I ever ran into in my life. And so therefore I knew that Tony Lama was not what the government was telling me to do, and I wasn't about to testify or to assassinate him. And he said, because I didn't, they threw my son in prison, and he's in prison to this very day. That's what we call the U.S. government. That is not the U.S. government. That's Roman Catholic canon law. Either do what we say or we'll kill you. This is what they've been doing for centuries. And that's just terrible. So we need to pray for them that they get saved. Amen?
Amen.
I've never retaliated against those people at all. I just pray to God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, show them the light. Show them how wrong they are, like he did John Peeler. And let them confess like he did. They tried to get him to go to Waco. They tried to, he said he was working on that building, the World Trade Center in New York. And he said he feels ashamed that he had took part in that, and also in the federal building over in Oklahoma City. But he did not assassinate me. This is my voice. Okay, what's that guy they're looking for in the cave? Yeah, I'm not like Osama bin Laden. I'm not in a cave. Okay, I'm right here on the air. All right? My life is an open book. Okay, now let's continue on here.
People in most churches that don't care whether somebody falls away, that's withered up and dies, are like the Pharisees. But the Lord answered the Pharisees.
But the Lord wanted the Pharisees to get saved. They had Bible knowledge. They had the knowledge of the Bible, but they didn't have God living in them, and therefore they were just religious. And religion is that doesn't mean anything. You must have the life of God in you. That's why we're having these messages of how to have God's life living in you. Okay, if you're just religious, if you just know the Bible, doesn't mean a thing without God living in you. Christ is life. He's God come in the flesh. He's Emmanuel with us. He must be living in you with the Father by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Lord answered the Pharisees, quote, what man shall there be of you that shall have one sheep, and if this sheep falls into the pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out?
Yes, they would rescue a sheep, but they don't care anything about human life. Otherwise, they wouldn't be murdering people like they do. The Vatican's been murdering people for years. They were the ones behind Hitler. Hitler said he was only doing what the Vatican wanted him to do and what the Vatican has been wanting to do for years, and they found a guy, Adolf Hitler, that would do it for them because they don't want to take the blame. We have pictures of nuns and priests walking in parades, and every single one of them have Nazi war band, logos on there, the swastikas on their armbands, and they're carrying flags that have the swastikas on it. They are, and we have pictures of the Eustaches, which is another division of the Vatican, holding up heads of the different Serbs that they cut their heads off, and they're holding them by the hair, and they're drinking bottles of beer and laughing about it. This is the most cruel organization, and our country has allowed them to come in here and take it over. And our country has allowed them to come in here and take all of our industry out of the United States. The car manufacturers, television, everything has gone to the Orient, our garment manufacturings. And what caused that to happen was that the unions and the actual Department of Labor has escalated the price of labor here in this country so much that it has caused inflation. And people can no longer afford to pay $30 an hour for a janitor to push a broom, and 90% he's just leaning on it during the day. Nobody can survive. Nobody can manufacture the cars, the television sets, radios, and all the other things that the Orient is producing, and pay those kind of wages. And so the Orient has low wages, the same as Mexico. They give everybody an affordable wage, but not escalated like they do here. Well, when it escalated like that, the only way that the people that are in industry could make any money was to get out of this country. So they employed a bunch of Japanese people, Chinese people, and we're sitting here. Many of our people are homeless. They're broke. And so if I were president and I was really a person, I wasn't a puppet of the Vatican, I would immediately do away with the labor unions. I would put a fix on it, say, you know, we're going to go minimum wage scale, and people, in order to get out of this inflation, we're going to pay them just a certain amount per hour, and enough to where they can feed and clothe and house, and all the prices of everything in this country is going to go down to rock bottom, just the way it was back in the 1940s, 50s, and 50s, to where people can afford gas. I would start telling people that you can, I'm not going to put any clamps on oil, drilling oil. They, government, actually did that. The Catholic Vatican government stopped the production of oil here so that we would be on our knees to other countries. We've got as much oil or more under the earth here in Texas and in over in Oklahoma and other places, California, more than they do overseas. And they'd make it, the media wants you to believe that, oh, the Arabs are got all this oil and everything. We have more than they do. God bless this nation, because it was founded on the Bible. But now the Vatican come in and says, to hell with the U.S. Constitution, to hell with the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of press. Kill Christians. Do away with the Bible. Get the Bible out of school, because it tells on us. The Bible rats us out. That's what the Vatican says. We've got to do away with Christians because they blow our cover. That's supposed to be church is nothing but a church front. If you go in the back of that and get into the detailed back of that cult over there, you'll see the most corruption that you've ever seen in your life. They're the mafia. They're the drug smugglers. They're the ones that have brought drugs into this country, and they're the ones that have caused all of our industry to go out of the United States. And now we're at a poverty level and in inflation to where people can't even afford to eat anymore. And that's all because people have rejected God's life to be in them. They've rejected God's merciful life. If we were people of God, then we would begin ruling this world peacefully, as the Lord says to do. And we would be rational. We'd grow food and feed the poor and the needy. There wouldn't be any starving people anymore. But the government, this Vaticanite government, pays billions of dollars to not grow. And they contaminate everything. And they say there's not enough room on this earth. Only less than 0.5% of the land in this world is occupied. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of everything. And I came out, a man that used to be in the United States Navy, as I was, came up with an invention to bring power into any coastal city free of charge. It's to put these rafts out into the ocean with these armatures on them, and there's wires going from there to this it's perpetual motion of the waves. The waves keep pumping electricity through the wires into storage tanks during the night and all through the day, so that it turns the lights on. And he showed me pictures of it working in Guam when he was over there in the service. And when I brought that to the government, they wanted to kill me. They says, "You know, don't you ever show this to anybody." They say, "Well, there's so much pollution in the world." That would have ended the pollution in the city of Los Angeles. I still have that invention, and Mr. Benson, who lived right up the hill from us, is the one that invented it. And with the technology that we have today, we don't need any power to run the lights in Los Angeles. The waves are energy. Where do you think the big power plant over at Boulder Dam, that's that water is what pumps the electricity into Las Vegas, all those lights there. And the ocean is bigger than that Boulder Dam. Amen?
Amen.
So those armatures out there would end all of this necessity for oil and would end all the necessity for gasoline and everything else. There's so many inventions that the government has stopped because they're money hungry and they want to rule the world and they want to crush America because America was too strong for the Vatican to handle. So they had to get all the industry out of the United States, and they don't have any life in them. It's just everything to them is money, and everything, anyone that stands in their way, they want to kill them. And they use backsliders from churches, people like myself, that pulls the lid off of them so that you can see their putrefying sores, that you can see all the ringworm all over them, and it's the pus coming out of their miserable, wretched bodies. This is why God is cursing this world today, is because of these people and people that believe them. You must stop believing them. You must start letting God's life live in you, so that when the Lord starts letting all the stuff hit the fan with his plagues, that you're going to be able to be told by the Lord where to go to a place of safety. Okay, let's continue reading, please.
The Lord answered the Pharisees, "What man shall there be of you that shall have one sheep, and if this sheep falls into the pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man of more value than a sheep?"
Yeah, but to these wretches, mankind is nothing. They say, "Well, yeah, we're going to lose a couple hundred thousand people, but you know, if it'll bring world peace." Your wickedness is not going to bring world peace. God said, when you start preaching peace, peace, under these terms, then comes a sudden destruction. Peace and safety, forget about it. The more you people preach peace and safety under this Vaticanite, Antichrist, satanic regime, the more plagues are going to hit you. You people in government are going to be hit with plagues. If one of these tsunamis doesn't hit you, or one of these hurricanes, you're going to catch some wretched disease that's going to eat you up alive. Just like President Clinton, after he did all the things he said, and he ordered the murder of those little children at Waco. Look at him, he had this bypass operation. In his book, he stated that I look like, what was his name?
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison on speed. How could a former president lower himself to mention such a wretch as myself in his book of memoirs? How is it that he remembers me so much? Amen? Well, after he had his bypass operation, you know, if we want to get catty like he is, I would say he looks like a chicken. Okay? All right, then what?
That was Matthew chapter 12, verse 11 through 12.
He looks like a chicken on speed. Right? All right, what else?
In other words, what the Lord was saying was, what is wrong then if I heal this withered member of this man, which is symbolic of a part of Jesus' whole body, and is part of the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ?
I pray that God will heal these withered brains of these supposed to be, quote, geniuses, unquote, that are supposed to be our leaders. They couldn't lead a chicken into the coop. Okay, then what?
The hand is a member of the body, and the sheep is a member of the flock. Are you able to see this? Have you ever looked at this in this manner in the Scriptures?
Well, right. So we're all one body with Christ, and we're all sheep of the same flock, and the Lord lets his sheep lie down in green pastures by the still waters, and he restores our souls, and he restores our bodies, but we have to keep our eyes focused on him, because there's all kinds of spiritual activity going on around and about us, and also Satan is actually getting into these people the more that I uncover them, and they're recruiting all these backsliders again. But we just have to lie down in green pastures with the Lord and know that he's in control. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm laying down in green pastures by the still waters. I'm in the Lord. And we don't need to fear. Oh, ye with little faith, you know. He said, why was it that you're not able to still the storms? You cry unto the Lord, and the Lord will put the storms at rest. Amen?
Amen.
And these are storms. They can plan to do things to you, but the Lord can foil their plans like he did Sennacherib when he took the breath out of 180,000 of Sennacherib's army's bodies, and they lay dead, all dead corpses the next morning. Never fear, if you have the Lord with you, you can rest or Sabbath in the fact that the Lord will defend you. Amen?
Amen.
So relax, okay, and let the Lord do the driving. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, what else?
On the Sabbath, the Lord indicated that he would do anything for the healing of his members, for the rescue of his falling sheep. How many of you people even take care of a baby Christian? You people in churches everywhere, and even in my own church.
One of my friends who puts up steel buildings around the Arkansas and Texas area stated that the pastor of his church pretended like he was a bum. He dressed really shabby and let his beard grow out, and he was leaning on the building near the church, and all the people were coming in to the church to go to church. And he said not one of those people came over to him. They didn't even want to talk to him, let alone shake his hand or ask him, is there anything wrong with you? He was just leaning on the building and acting like he was dying of hunger and everything. And not one of them in that church. And he went into the church and said, why do you people even go to church? You're not Christians. You don't lend a helping hand to somebody that's hungry or needs a bath or needs to have some fresh clothes and things like that. Well, what do you call yourselves Christians for? You're hypocrites. You're a bunch of phonies. Okay, keep going.
New people come to the church, and the older people that are more withered than you can imagine, they don't care about the sheep and the sheep that are falling. Whether it's the Sabbath day or not, the Lord is desirous of healing the dead members of his body. The Lord doesn't want any dead members. And if you allow members to wither and die, then how are you of the Lord?
Right. If the Lord's Spirit is flowing through you from the throne of God, then everything that the Spirit comes flowing out of you from the throne of God, everything the Spirit touches has life. Amen?
Amen.
So that's so easy to restore life back into people if you'll just let the Lord do it. At the beginning of this program, I pray that God would allow me that he would talk through me. And so all the things that I said in this program today, if any of it offends you, then you're offended at God. And if you're offended at God, he said, blessed are those that are not offended in me and the things I say. Because if you're offended at God, God is offended at you, and that you won't win any battle whatsoever. Well, I see that our time is up. Help a withered member, or many withered members this week. Get some of my Christian literature that the Lord has given me, and you'll see, as you've heard so many times, that people are really getting saved from it. Now, again, I promised at the end of the program we would give you how to receive a copy of this program four different ways. You ask for tape number 128, program 128, and specify whether you want it on tape or CD. Okay? Okay, give them four different ways how to order this program, or if you need a Bible, this is the way to get it.
You can go to alamoministries.com.
And remember, it's all free of charge. alamoministries.com, then what?
And you can write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. Or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now, those of you that don't know the Lord, you don't have the life of God living in you, you can have that right now if you'll just say this prayer to the Lord. This is just the beginning, though. Remember that. Just say to the Lord and mean it with all your heart. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so say to the Lord now, Lord, I am calling upon you, and I want you to pour yourself into me, because I know that your entire content is life. And if you'll pour that content into me like you promise you will, and I know you're the truth, then I know I'm saved. So, Lord, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know your spirit is being poured in me right now, and has been now, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. All right, and so until tomorrow, we'll be doing part 27 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.